3-page document which sources say mentioned United Healthcare by name and included the quotes, "These parasites had it coming, and I do apologize for any strife and trauma, but it had to be done."
Mangione will be extradited to New York. Streams of refugees who have been forced from their homes in Syria amid the civil war are now returning to the country, the rebels continuing to rejoice the toppling of President Bashar Assad's government. More than 2,000 homes under mandatory evacuation orders as a fire continues to burn near Malibu, California. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth back on Capitol Hill again on Monday, meeting with a prominent Republican who's voiced some concerns about his nomination. ABC's Rachel Scott.
President-elect Donald Trump's embattled pick to lead the Pentagon, Pete Hegseth, meeting again with Senator Joni Ernst.
Did she say she's going to vote for you? Did she feel confident leaving that room that she would support you?
It was a great meeting.
Ernst, the first female combat veteran and vocal survivor of sexual assault, saying, "As I support Pete through this process, I look forward to a fair hearing." Asked by reporters, does she support the process or support Hegseth?
"I am supporting the process."
Former Representative Tulsi Gabbard will also return to Washington Tuesday for a second day of meetings as part of her confirmation process. About 87,000 people have been evacuated in central Philippines after a brief major volcanic eruption. While no casualties have been reported, streams of gas and debris have been seen hurtling down the slopes. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, filling in for Austin Brume, brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. If you love to fish, listen up. Derek Tritz has a story that may interest you.
The Wisconsin DNR has opened applications for a grant program that aims to boost fishing activity and accessibility across the state. The Angler Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Grant Program, or Angler R3 for short, has a total of $30,000 available for projects and individual grant awards up to $5,000. In the past, recipients of this grant have used the money to support angler education programs at schools, fly fishing classes for women and veterans, and fishing programs at camps for children. The grant itself is supported by the Federal Sport Fish Restoration Fund, which gets its money via an excise tax on fishing equipment and motorboat fuel. The deadline to apply is February 18th. The application can be found on dnr.wi.gov by searching Angler R3.
You can find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us. And now a look at today's funeral notices. Patrick A. Campbell, 99, of Green Bay, passed away peacefully on December 3rd. Pat is survived by his 10 children, Kathleen Isham of Wanakee, by Joseph Campbell of Madison, by Dennis Campbell of Wausau, by Teresa Campbell of Madison, by Vicki Merrick of Chicago, Illinois, by Tim Campbell of Oak Creek, Wisconsin, Laura Campbell of Chicago, Illinois, by Connie Jordan of Green Bay, and by Mike Campbell of Libertyville, Illinois, and also by Tom Campbell of Mundelein, Illinois. Further survived by 20 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, and also survived by his sister, Mary Jo Koshak of Park Falls. A celebration of the remarkable life of Pat Campbell will be held at a later date to be announced. This has been the funeral notice for Patrick A. Campbell, 99, of Green Bay. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
It's the Bucks and the Magic tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Five Surf Forum. Doc Rivers says with Chris Middleton back, the Bucks finally have some depth.
You know, with Chris eventually starting at some point, you know, you all have Gary and TP and AJ Green, and boy, we're finally going to say we have a bench.
College basketball. The Badgers in Champaign tonight to take on Illinois. The Badgers dropping from 11th to 20th in the AP Top 25 poll yesterday after losing last week to Michigan and Marquette. College football. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke announcing he's leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. Baseball meetings continue in Dallas. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold asked if they'll move Bryce Terang or Joey Ortiz to play shortstop now that Willy Adames is signed with the Giants.
We have several alternatives there, like Terang, Ortiz, et cetera, up the middle if needed, but Willie was, you know, among the best shortstops in the history of our franchise.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And we have several games on the sports schedule tonight, including the Shawamigan girls. They'll be at Prentice tonight for a 6:30 start. We'll have that game for you on Trail Mix 103.1, and you can listen on the Civic Media app, too. Shawamigan Wrestling will host Marathon, Edgar and Phillips tonight. All the action starts at 6 o'clock at the Park Falls Gymnasium tonight. And the varsity hockey team, Team Seal, they'll be at home tonight with a 6 o'clock start time against Medford. The Butternut Middle School boys will host Mercer today with a 5:30 start. That'll be followed by the Butternut High School girls team hosting LCO, and that'll be at approximately 7 o'clock tonight. Coach Sherwinski will join us to talk girls basketball. Butternut coach's show a little bit 8:30 we'll have it this morning. We'll talk Butternut girls basketball on our Tuesday coaches show, and Matt LaFleur's press conference from yesterday also in the 9 o'clock hour Tuesday coaches show time here. Sports update brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 23 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Light snow tonight after midnight. We'll see that snow continue into tomorrow with around an inch of accumulation. 10 tonight. Windy falling temps tomorrow will be in the low single digits by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
98 Q Country.
Just Hallmark movies here. Who knows? Okay, so I'm pitching a Hallmark, and it's going to be a crazy plot twist, you guys. It's crazy. It's about this big-time architect girl, and she moves back to her hometown in Montana / Canada, and there's a farm, and she runs into her boyfriend from third grade. It's crazy. It's different than all the other Hallmark movies. It's totally different. There's a fire, and then her mother shows up, who she hasn't talked to in 10 years. I'm not going to tell you how it ends. I'm not going to tell you. Okay, she ends up running the bakery, but I'm not going to spoil it. There's a puppy, you guys. It's crazy. It's crazy. I know, but I'm all excited. I love Hallmark. My kids and I can watch Hallmark. That's the only thing we can watch that's, like, clean. I don't want them watching the Disney Channel. They pick up bad habits on the Disney Channel. They're sassing their parents. No, I do let them watch Gilmore Girls, so I don't know what kind of parent.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power. 98Q Country.
Orange ball sinking in the water, toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella-shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front steps. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. Forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done.
Always sunny up above the clouds. She's got a mouth full of innuendo, but she makes it sound innocent somehow. Those hungry eyes can't be denied. Take me to church, show me the light. Straight masterpiece, way out of my league. Yeah, but I'm gonna hold her like a trophy tonight. She's decorating my car. Soon she'll be breaking my heart. Just two wild horses to be all mine. I'll be your beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's alright, might hurt, but hey. She's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. Thank you. I got a tiger by the tail. I'll just smile when she sings her teeth in. She'll leave a scar in her story to tell. She's decorating my car. Soon she'll be breaking my heart. She's two wild horses to be all mine. I'll be your beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax-free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's alright, might hurt, but hey. She's gonna be one hell of a one that got away.
sweet in that moment. She's decorating my car, so she'll be breaking my heart. She's two wild horses to be all mine. I'll be a beast of burden on borrowed time. She's gonna rip off any kind of label. She's into leaving those strings untied. Keeping it tax free under the table. She might only be mine tonight. That's alright, that's okay. She's gonna be one hell of a one that got away. That's alright, not her, but hey, she's gonna be one hell of a one.
This is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Alone if cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand vets. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. 'Cause I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Ah, the classic story of a good dog, a good love story, and Escaping from a Federal Prison. Ah, country music. We love it. 98Q Country. Keyword, by the way, to kick off the day is RED. R-E-D. We're giving away an overnight stay at Chula Vista this hour in Wisconsin Dells. And there are four winners a day. We had Lisa Dahlgren win $100 yesterday. Well, look at that. So get us that keyword sometime here in the 7 o'clock hour. Keyword for the 7 a.m. hour is RED. Another chance at 11, 1, and 4 today. R-E-D, RED is your keyword in our grown-up gift list text to win giveaway. How about some new music to get your day going? This is Tucker Wetmore. The song is called Wind Up Missing You, brand new on 98Q Country.
I know I might look like another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. Turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me. Now I ain't looking back, cause you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug, bit a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life, cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is that this night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing, missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. See you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck, bet a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life, cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is that this night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Martina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, watch your
my hoodie. Father will be pacing the floor.
Just listen to that fireplace
now
roar.
Now really I'd better scurry.
Sweetheart, watch your hurry.
Well, maybe just a half
why
a drink.
Why don't you
more?
Put some records on while I pour?
The neighbors might think,
but baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
To break this bed,
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks sweet.
I ought to say no, no, no.
Mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Nobody's cold outside.
Thank you.
simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome has been
so lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out there. Gosh, your lips look delicious.
And my brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Ooh, baby, you're so delicious.
Maybe just one little kiss more.
Never such a visit before.
Oh, I've gotta go home.
You'll freeze to the bone out there.
Hey, lend me your coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
Been great.
I thrill when you touch
but
my hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
There's
me?
Bound to be talk tomorrow.
Making my life long.
At
sorrow.
Least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get over that old out. Baby, it's cold. Gotta be nowhere.
Lady Antebellum, 98 Q Country. It's going to get the gold. We got 20, 25 today, but Thursday's high, they're forecasting to be like one on the plus side. And then swinging up again rather quickly to some milder stuff for the weekend. So not very long lived, but we'll have 2 or 3 days here where you'll feel and a little bit breezy tomorrow too. Today probably the best day of the next 3 or 4, if you wanted to get out and get moving around and maybe go for a little walk, as long as you got some good traction on your boots. We got a little dusting of some snow overnight tonight, depending on where you were. It might have been a little kind of a pelty type snow. So be careful. Those crews are out pushing some of that stuff aside here this morning. As you head off to work, allow yourself just a little extra time, especially if you're shooting across 70 or up and down Highway 13. I get a little bit of slower moving traffic. Always like to hear from those of you having events going on, especially over the holiday season here. If your group, if your nonprofit has something going on, please let us know about it. St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips, they've got their big cookie walk and soup luncheon. It's going on Saturday. That's going on from 9 until 1 with dozens of homemade cookies. They're probably baking as we speak. That's what that smell was. And candy and cookies and all that available for purchase at $10 a pound. There's a soup luncheon that includes a soup sandwich and a dessert and a beverage for $10. Have a little lunch there. Everybody is welcome at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church. And that is going on this Saturday from 9 to 1. Thanks for letting us know about that. Okay, we've got our text to win continuing. Our keyword is red, R-E-D, for this hour. We do keywords at 7, 11, 1, and 4 in those hours. All right, so we that's the only tip I'm going to give you. 7, 11, 1, and 4. So our keyword for this hour is red. You could win $100 cash. You could win a Chula Vista overnight stay. Every time you text us the keyword, automatically, you are automatically in for the grand prize drawings in a couple of weeks from all the entries. Couple of robot vacuums, a humidifier, couple of espresso machines, a snowblower, a couple of sets of luggage. So all that good stuff. Lisa Dahlgren of Butternut won $100 yesterday in our text to win contest. So just put that Civic Media app on your phone. It's free. You just, you know, even if this is all you use it for, that's fine. Put it on the second or third page, whatever you have to do. Put it on there and then just tap. Open it up, 98Q, text R-E-D, red. Do that right now. You'll be in for the hourly drawing throughout the day today. You can also listen, of course, right here at 98Q on Detroit Mix, our sister station, all the Civic Media stations you can listen to all across the state of Wisconsin through that Civic Media app for free. Makes it very convenient if you've got, you know, something you want to tune into, maybe the Greg Gunderson show in the afternoon from 2 to 7. You could tune into that. Mike McKay, even though he has the day off today. We got Gray out at Wheelway. They got the big Arctic sale. Ooh, some sizzling sales going on. And Gray's going to be there from 10 until 1 today, broadcasting from Wheelway to tell you about maybe about your next vehicle. So we'll join him a little bit after 10 here this morning. The nominees for Color of the Year. Pantone has chosen, it's not nominees, they have chosen. Am I saying that right? P-A-N-T-O-N-E, whatever. They've chosen Mocha Mousse. Mocha Mousse, M-O-U-S-S-E, Mocha Mousse as the 2025 Color of the Year. The pageantry, the wonderfulness. So Mocha Mousse. They describe the color as a rich, warming brown inspired by chocolate and coffee. To me, that sounds like the best color ever. I mean, that's pretty good. Any color that's inspired by chocolate and coffee. So what they're saying is the chocolate stain and the coffee stain on your sweatshirt there is now in style, is what they're trying to say. I was waiting for that time I spilt the coffee on my favorite sweatshirt and just never came out. I was very patient. I held on to that sweatshirt, and now finally, I will be the fashion guru here on the 98Q Morning Show with my Mocha Mousse sweatshirt. Juan Soto, we mentioned this the other day. I don't know if he's caught the numbers on it. It's worth repeating. He signed a 15-year deal. He's a baseball player. He's really good. Who is he with? The Dodgers, Yankee? I don't know. It's hard to keep track. But anyway, he signed a big contract with the Mets. 15 years, $765 million. 15 years, $765 million for one player. And he'll be making more money than probably two or three teams have on their entire payroll. And, of course, the Brewers lost Willie Adames. That's a key loss for that squad. But if there was a guy that could probably make it work, Pat Murphy would be the guy, right? He's almost challenged by this. I'm sure he wants Adames back. Well, he would love to have a big payroll, but Pat Murphy's the type of coach where he's like, give me a guy out of the minors on a minimum contract. Let's see if we can do this. That seems like he finds joy in that. So we'll see what the Brewers have in store for us. Not that far away, we'll have Brewer baseball again. See, former Patriot head coach Bill Belichick, he has not denied reports that that he's chatting with the University of North Carolina about their open coaching job. So he might be coming back to coaching. He's 72 years old. There's a story that the sports spectrum doesn't really talk about at all. And I don't know if it's a story or not. You can decide if it's a story or not, but I'll just tell you this in case you didn't know. Bill Belichick, who is 72 years old, I don't know if he's engaged to be married, but he's been dating for several years. The 72-year-old Bill Belichick has a 24-year-old girlfriend, so I don't know. Which sound effect do I hit on that? No, wait a minute. That's not the right one.
What the hell's going on out here?
All right. All those are appropriate. 72 to 24. I think that was a score one year when they played the Vikings. I think when they had Tom Brady. I think that was a kind of ironic. 72 to 24. What a busy morning here on this Tuesday. We're going to chat a little bit about the Butternut Schools. We keep you updated on that each Tuesday morning. At 7:45, we're going to have Troy Sherwinski in to talk Butternut Girls basketball. Tuesday, we like to feature our coaches from area squads, so he's going to join us at about 8:30. We got Matt in from Pioneer Financial Consultants to chat a little bit about your money. You might be feeling the pinch of the money here this holiday season, so we'll talk a little bit about your money at 8:45. And then we'll play some of Matt LaFleur's press conference from yesterday as the Packers get ready for Sunday night football. He longed for the old days of having a good old-fashioned 12 noon football game. You long for those days? Yeah, whatever you do Sunday morning, you go to church or whatever, you get a donut and you come home and then there's football and those noon games. When you're a good team, an intriguing team like the Packers, they like to put you Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. This will be the third consecutive game the third of four games where the Packers will be playing at a weird time. Thursday night, and then this week it's Sunday night. The following week it'll be Monday night. And that last game of the year against the Bears, that might be flexed out too. They like to hold off on the announcement of those last games. Right now, the only game on the schedule the Packers have for a traditional Sunday noon game is the game at the Vikings, which is December the 29th. There are Christmas Day games, I believe, this year, or Christmas Eve or Day. I'm not sure what they're doing there, but the Packers not involved in that, thankfully. They'll get it out of the way on the 23rd. We'll get you a news and sports update. Let's find out what is going on. We do it twice an hour at 7:35. ABC News gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Luigi Mangione facing a second-degree murder charge in New York in connection with the fatal shooting of Brian Thompson, CEO of United Healthcare Insurance Group. ABC's Lana Moise says Mangione was found with a fake ID and other evidence in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Police say he also had a 3D-printed silencer and a 3D-printed ghost gun, which is untraceable with no serial numbers, as well as a 3-page document which sources say mentioned United Healthcare by name and included the quotes, "These parasites had it coming, and I do apologize for any strife and trauma, but it had to be done."
Mangione will be extradited to New York. Streams of refugees who have been forced from their homes in Syria amid the civil war are now returning to the country. The rebels continuing to rejoice the toppling of President Bashar Assad's government. More than 2,000 homes under mandatory evacuation orders as a fire continues to burn near Malibu, California. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Koenig, filling in for Austin Brume. How did hunters fare over this past season's traditional 9-day gun deer season? Derek Tritz has more.
The Wisconsin DNR has released preliminary license and harvest totals for this year's gun deer season after its conclusion this past Sunday. Preliminary figures show a slight increase in Wisconsin deer hunters from the same time period last year. Sales for deer hunting privileges reached 791,023 sales, up from 2023's 788,697 sales. These figures might indicate an end to a downward trend in hunter participation, according to deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel.
Our license sale numbers reflect relative stability in participation over the last couple of years now. And that's really good news given the long-term trend we've been describing that we've seen over the last couple of decades of a slow decline in participation. And so license sale numbers actually a hair up this year compared to last year. Some stability there. So that's good to see.
Final license sales numbers will be available in January, accompanied by the DNR's analysis and interpretation of the figure. Preliminary harvest totals showed that Wisconsin hunters registered 89,787 antler deer and 99,835 antlerless deer, for a total of 189,662 deer for the 2024 gun deer season. This is a 5.2% increase from last year's harvest total. Muzzleloader season has already started, and there are other hunting seasons leading into the beginning of next year, meaning that if you didn't get anything this gun deer season, you might still have a shot.
You can find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Magic tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers says with Chris Middleton back, the Bucks finally have some depth.
You know, with Chris eventually starting at some point, you know, you all have Gary and TP and AJ Green, and boy, we're finally going to say we have a bench.
College basketball, the Badgers in Champaign tonight to take on Illinois. The Badgers dropping from 11th to 20th in the AP Top 25 poll yesterday after losing last week to Michigan and Marquette. College football, quarterback Tyler Van Dyke announcing he's leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. Baseball meetings continue in Dallas. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold asked if they'll move Bryce Terang or Joey Ortiz to play shortstop now that Willy Adames is signed with the Giants.
We have several alternatives there, like Terang, Ortiz, etc., up the middle if needed, but Willie was, you know, among the best shortstops in the history of our franchise.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, not much action last night, but the Mellon boys did play. They defeated South Shore. Mellon beat South Shore last night 83-38. On the schedule tonight, The Shawamigan girls varsity team will be at Prentice. We'll have that for you with a 6:30 tap. That'll be on Trail Mix 103.1 and on the Civic Media app tonight with Steve Jetland. The wrestling team of Shawamigan will play host to Marathon, Edgar, and Phillip starting at 6 o'clock at the Park Falls Gym. And the Team Seal Hockey will be at home versus Medford. By the way, we'll have Team Seal Hockey on the air Thursday. They'll take on WSFLG, the co-op team. Team Seal Hockey Thursday night right here on 98Q. The Butternut Middle School boys will host Mercer today for a game at 5:30. That'll be followed by the Butternut girls hosting LCO tonight, 7 o'clock at the Butternut Gymnasium.
Saving money at Menards, your pet destination. Menards carries pet food, treats, toys, and more. Treat your dog to the delicious taste of bacon with Purina Bacon Strips. They're made with real bacon that dogs go hog wild for. Bacon Strips are made without artificial flavors or colors and are available in a variety of savory flavors. Transform treat time with Purina Bacon Strips. A 40-ounce bag is $14.99 at Menards. Sale price good through December 15th.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
It's the center of the kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year. But do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanella says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you-can't-have-just-one-slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 23 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Light snow tonight after midnight. We'll see that snow continue into tomorrow with around an inch of accumulation. 10 tonight. Windy falling temps tomorrow will be in the low single digits by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
98Q Country.
Pulling up now in the parking lot school, gonna ride that cow with a Dallas bull. Everybody in the ATL is coming. DJ's got those speakers thumping. Got a black Ford, not a white Mercedes. Walking in the front door, checking out the ladies. My buddy says, "Hey boys, I'm buying." Hottest girl in, he's giving me the eye.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink the bad all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high.
Doing shots of Jack, girl, gonna take it old school. Singing hell yeah to every song they're playing. Do you wanna dance, baby? I'm just saying.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink to that all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high. About to tie one on, talking gone, gone, gone. Turn. I can should throw your hands up. I can drink the bad all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up. I got to tie one on. Talking gone, gone, gone. Turning all the wrongs into right. I can drink the bad all night. 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 Take your cup, fill it up. You can't raise it high enough. Take your cup, fill it up. You can't raise it high enough. Take your cup, fill it up. You can't raise it high enough. Take your cup.
Jared Neiman, 98Q Country. Careful out there on the road. Just a little glazing there that Mother Nature left us overnight. Tuesdays, we get you updated what's going on at the Butternut Schools. District Administrator there, Carolyn Pollitt. Nice enough to join us. Carolyn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's happening at the Butternut School this week?
Get us updated. Yeah, there's all kinds of things going on. I just want to take a few minutes this morning to talk about academic and career planning. All districts do it, and just generally speaking, at the elementary level, we work on career exploration, and at the middle school, we work on career awareness at the elementary, career exploration at the middle school, and then career planning at the high school level. And we have decided that we are going to work hard to bring in as many careers as we can. So next week we have an exciting time for some of our students. We have a machine tool instructor, a welding instructor in mobile lab, law enforcement, and nursing coming. So throughout the year we're hoping to, you know, reach a wide variety of careers and resources. The state of Wisconsin and school districts partner with CESAs, the technical college system, the UW system, the Department of Workforce Development. We do a lot of work with Northwest SEP, and so I guess my reason for talking about that this morning is to make sure that you know, our communities know that this work goes on in schools, and it's exciting, and it's something that's different than school was 10 and 20 years ago.
Yeah, so it's neat to see. I remember when I went to work with my dad once, one summer. That was about the extent of finding out about careers. It's so nice for kids to be able to know what maybe the daily life of a police officer is, or someone who works at Weather Shield or whatever. That's just, I think that's beneficial.
Yeah, it's exciting, and we pair that and get them learning about their strengths and their challenges and how those maybe line up with careers, and that's some of my favorite work.
Yeah.
I must say, yeah. So other than that, we have a family fun night tonight at 6 for our students and their families, and we'll be doing some holiday activities and some hot cocoa and some snacks. We have a couple of ball games, middle school boys and high school girls, followed by high school girls. And then, of course, more games. And next week is the holiday programs on Tuesday and Thursday. So watch that calendar and please come and join us.
All right. Lots happening at the Butternut Schools. All right, Carolyn, thank you so much for the update. Have a great day.
You bet. Thanks, Joel.
You bet. Carolyn Pollitt, she is with the Butternut School District Administrator. We're going to continue to talk Butternut sports. We were going to hook up with Troy Sherwinski last week, but we weren't quite able to do that. So 8:30 or so this morning, we'll talk Butternut girls basketball with one of the coaches there, Troy Sherwinski.
Make breakfast a real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
I love country music.
98Q Country.
I know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. Start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden Magazine. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream.
Lambert, Joel here, the morning show. Keyword this hour, red, R-E-D. Text that to us right now. We're giving away $100 in cash. Certain hours, we're giving away Chula Vista overnight stays. I think this is a Chula Vista hour. Red, R-E-D. Text that to us right now through the Civic Media app and be a winner in our grown-up gift list. Text to win with Civic Media. 98Q, here's Dolly.
Sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
Q Country.
Wish I had a car. Top row down, music up loud. Follow that girl all over town and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with the puppy on a string. Looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. All to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna do. Write a song, sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes. Bring her to tears with my heartfelt honesty. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna fall for me. Everybody says,
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Alleged CEO shooter Luigi Mangione expected to be extradited to New York from Pennsylvania, where he was caught on Monday with police say a fake ID, an untraceable gun, and a three-page document he is believed to have written kept in his backpack. Mangione, valedictorian of his 2016 high school class. This classmate shocked at the murder charge.
Really not a problematic kid in high school. He'd never really got in trouble, wasn't attention-seeking or anything like that. Just a bright kid with a bright future.
His voice altered for privacy. Fast-moving wildfire in Malibu, California, spreading rapidly on the hillsides a few miles from Pepperdine University. Seamus Hawkins grew up nearby.
Pretty crazy. It's like my first time seeing it, like a big fire like this up close. And yeah, I'm just hoping that...